Here's a thought I'll title, Picture as Window to an Idea. If your picture simply shows me something that exists, what is, then the what that you're showing me had better be something that's pretty spectacular, if it's to capture my attention. And I think that basic premise leads to a lot of what I'm calling orgasmographs. It's looking for a spectacular thing in the world that you can capture with your camera. On the other hand, if your picture is a window to an idea, then I think things change dramatically. Then the thing photographed is essentially in service to the idea that you're trying to get across, and not merely an attention grabber. Attention grabbing is important, but it's not the end-all and be-all of the reason I'm supposed to look at the photograph. If your picture is a window to an idea, then the thing you want me to get is the idea, not the photograph. Otherwise, if I look at your photograph and say, gee, what a fabulous photographic rendition on paper this is. You have great command of tones and color. That's not a compliment because my attention is totally focused on the artifact of the photograph. If your photograph is intended to present me with an idea, then it would be much more interesting if I were to respond to your photograph by saying, gee, I never thought of that before. Or, wow, you've raised my consciousness about something, and your photograph has allowed me to see the world in a new way. That's what I mean by picture as a window to an idea. Now, the question is, which of these is photographic art? And I think the answer is both of them. You can show me something that's really spectacular, that's executed with photographic skill and aplomb, and I can applaud that and say, what a fantastic photographic artifact. But that's a different kind of thing than using photography to express a deeper idea. I always find it useful when I start dancing around this idea to think about novel writing. The purpose of a novel is to tell me a story. If what I compliment you on is your use of English grammar, I've kind of missed the point. If, on the other hand, I say, gosh, you made me think about something in human existence or human relationships that I never thought about before, then the novel is doing something different. We don't appreciate a novel for its typography and for its binding and for its cover artwork. Those are all parts of a novel. But the real meat and potatoes of a novel is the story and what it tells us about the human condition. Well, the same thing could be said about photography. This is what I mean by picture as a window to an idea. What is it that you're trying to get across? And does the photographic interpretation, how you processed, what you photographed, how you cropped and framed and all the rest of that, does that serve the deeper idea you're trying to get across? If it does, then it really rises to the level of photographic artwork. And in my way of thinking about photography, that's the pursuit of being a fine art photographer, is to reach beyond the photographic artifact and to share something about life. And those are the photographs that really make a contribution to society as artwork.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.